Good morning. Good morning, and I'd like to call to order the City of Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board meeting, regularly scheduled today for Thursday, September 16th, 2010. At this time, I'd like to open up for public comment, but I do not see anyone in the audience, so therefore I'll just immediately close public comment, seeing that no one's going to step forward. Are there any board announcements?
Only just the things that are happening this weekend is the Avocado Margarita Festival. I think that falls under an announcement. We have three bands and the Margarita Man, and we've got a number of restaurants that are going to be participating with avocado recipes, and the cheerleaders from Morro Bay High School is a big fundraiser for them, and we're really happy that they're going to be there. We've got double the size booth for them, and they'll be putting on some really good guacamole and chips for us. So we encourage everybody to make it out to the Avocado Margarita Festival. I think that's the only announcement that I have.
I have one announcement, and that is that the Coast Guard and the firefighters in Morro Bay have teamed up again this year to do a fundraiser for the Morro Bay Community Foundation as a benefit, and that is this weekend, and it takes place. It's a bunch of rescue. It's called the Rescue Challenge, and it takes place down in our own bay, and it's a pretty cool event, so it is easily walkable from the Avocado Margarita Festival.
It says that the travel riders will be one night in Morro Bay on Wednesday, September 6th. It's actually October 6th that they'll be coming. And they'll be doing the oyster tour and dinner. And then down under consideration of funding for the Morro Bay Harbor Fest, it says on here, Member Stafford suggested having Harbor Festival information at the Saver booth, including tickets and shuttle information. Member Stafford is not on our board.
Special guest.
Yeah. So those are the two things that I noted that would need to be corrected.
Do you know who the member was who suggested that, anyone?
No, but if the board's comfortable with amending the minutes, we can listen to the tape and put that in.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we'll change September to October. Thank you.
Okay. With those corrections, is everyone comfortable with the minutes?
Yes, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes with the changes made.
All those in favor?
Excuse me.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? None. There you go. Motion passes. Okay, back to monthly reports. And for that, we will, monthly reports, trade show subcommittee. Well, we have a lot to tell you. We actually, I don't think there's a day I haven't seen Michelle since I've gotten back, or at least talked to her 10 times on the telephone. And so on the trade show subcommittee, it was myself, Michelle, and the CEO of the chamber, and then when Peter fell out, Michelle and I, in that month period, Michelle and I kind of picked up what Peter was doing for the trade shows that are coming up. And so we took on Peter's some of what was going on there for the Saver event. And so we have a couple of things with the trade show to report, and one is that we have really put together well the oyster tour that's going to be happening here with Saver. It is going to be a phenomenal event. Just so you understand the timeline, it's between 10 and 1. The guests arrive by motor coach down to Thailand's Park. They are introduced and arrive to Lost Isle Adventures Tiki Boat. They board the Tiki Boat with Wendy Radkoff and Alan Radkoff, the owner, Captain Alan, the owner. Neil Maloney will also be on board the boat, as will a representative from Oyster Hill Winery. We will go out to the oyster beds, tour and farm the oyster beds, bring fresh oysters back to the wonderful Bonnie and Mark Tognazzini's dockside, where they will have a special area set up for a dockside picnic, which we think is going to work really well because it's actually almost the exact spot where our destination shot was taken from for all of the Saver artwork. So they will have their picnic lunch working dockside, at dockside, and then after that, after they have their barbecued oysters and Oysters Rockefeller and Oysters on the Half Shell, Oyster Hill Winery will discuss the wine pairing at the lunch, and then they will reboard the boat and head back to Tidelands Park after they tour the rest of our bay and see all of our wonderful wildlife, and then they will be on their way back to their next event stop. So that is taking place on Friday the 30th. We are bringing a whole host of people, including a sunset editor on that and a sunset writer and photographer. So that's a great opportunity for Morro Bay, for Tognazzini's Dockside, for the Bonnie Marietta fishing boat, for Neil at Morro Bay Oysters, and Wendy and Alan, and just our city in general. So that's one thing that your trade show has put together as part of the trade show package at Saver. The other thing that we are putting together is the Battle of the Bay, which is going to feature two chefs, Kirk Sowell and Neil. It's Chef Neil.
Chef
Darko. That's Chef Neil from Windows. And they are going to do a very Iron Chef style presentation in the actual Estancia out at Santa Margarita Ranch on Sunday. And they will be getting two baskets that are the bounty of Morro Bay, including fresh Morro Bay oysters, heirloom tomatoes, our beautiful, wonderful avocados, kind of those types of things, plus a bunch of surprise ingredients. They will have to make two plated up dishes in 40 minutes, and that will be judged by the editor-in-chief of Sunset Magazine, who is Katie Tammany. And directly following them will be celebrity chef Tyler, highlighting four festivals in Morro Bay: the Harbor Festival, the Kite Festival, the Bird Festival, and 4th of July. And we are putting paddle boards and kayaks, and I have an 18-foot antique, beautiful four-person wooden kayak coming out that's going to be displayed there, and, you know, Sean Farmer from Farmers Kites in Surrey is bringing out incredibly huge box kites, which are going to be hung up in the ceiling and have big, wide ribbons that lead back to our booth to call the attention to our booth. And I am going to turn right and left and look to my board members to see if any of them would be interested in coming out and working a four-hour shift on Saturday or Sunday, that weekend to... Yes, and I know it's your busiest weekend of the year, Nick. You said that once. So if you look at that, I do have volunteers. We have already begun to staff the booth. One of our volunteers is Galen Ricard, who is an incredibly knowledgeable individual. She's a previous director of the Harbor Festival. She sat on the Harbor Festival board for a number of years, lived in Morro Bay, and now lives in Baywood Park and is a very big supporter of Morro Bay and tourism. She has been the director of the San Luis Obispo Film Festival as well, so she's very knowledgeable about our county and what you can do and using Morro Bay as a hub. And we have, of course, Michelle and myself will be working. I'm putting my husband to work. I have some other people who are coming in who are also very knowledgeable in Morro Bay or have indicated that they'd like to, but I do have open slots, so please let me know.
So this is the big booth that they have out at
Santa Margarita,
okay.
Right. So.
And so do they have a giant tent, and then our booth's going to be in there?
That's correct.
Okay.
They're erecting a 20,000 square foot tent for that event. And they're talking about a flow through of about 6,000 to 8,000 people a day. And we are doing different games and things like that in our booth to call attention to Morro Bay. And then, of course, anybody who registers for the main tent event and gets their tickets to come in, we receive all their email information, their marketing information. That way we don't have to take all of their marketing information right in our booth every time. It doesn't preclude us. Taking their marketing information does not stop us from being able to chat them up about the wonders of Morro Bay. So that is where we're at with that. And so is that pretty much a decent report on trade show right now? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that covers just about everything with the trade show. Obviously this has been our main focus, has been this trade show.
Right now.
Right, currently. So
there you go. That's the trade show. So now we can review our transient occupancy reports, which I am super excited about. I hope you all reviewed them and got as excited as I did. Did anybody see that? Does anybody see why we should be excited? Okay, good.
Pretty very clear.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally somebody just said. So let's look at our TOT reports. And look, even our city manager is smiling. She's putting them up there, and she's smiling. Okay, Andrea, back to you.
It's been so long since we've had a positive TOT report. And there's a couple things I want to point out, and that's why I put the fiscal year 2010-2011 copy up on the overhead. As you can see, looking at motel tax collected for the month of July for 2010-11, we've got $234,000 approximately, as compared to last year's number, which was $220,000. So that's a good increase. I think the next equally important is our occupancy. Last year we were 68%. This year we were 72%. So while that's not a huge increase, it's an increase, and it's going in the positive direction. The other thing I wanted to bring to your attention is the vacation rental tax collected. We've been seeing a pretty significant increase in vacation rental tax over the last year. Last year, we brought in, during the month of July, approximately $29,000 in vacation rental tax. This year, we're a little bit lower than that at $22,000, but I want to let you know that we continue to get people bringing in their, reporting their vacation tax rentals. So that number will be changing, and we'll update this as we get it in. So let's keep an eye on that in the next couple of months to see how those numbers, it would be great if that number also exceeded last year. Overall, for total tax collected, last year, $274,000. $700,000, this year $281,700. So again, an increase that we're happy to see, and we're hoping that this is a trend that we'll see throughout the entire year. It's nice to start out
3 days in August, because it's the first Monday of September. September 1st fell on the Monday last year, so the Friday Saturday was in August. So if we can beat last August number with that last weekend of August being a 3-day weekend, that's, I think, going to be a really good sign for us. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the August numbers. That's just something to think about for the future. When you get the August report, check that out, and let's see how we do. Thank you for your positive, wonderful report. Glowing.
Okay.
Now we move on to John Sorkenfrey at TJ Advertising Agency.
Thank you. First of all, I am encouraged too by the TOT numbers. I know that over the last several months, we've been hearing from the visitor center about increased response, increased fulfillment, busy visitor center. We hadn't seen the adequate out to TOT, so it's nice to see that ultimately happening. Hopefully, that'll be a good trend that we can move forward on. As Joan mentioned, we've been having quite a bit of activity on the Sunset Saver event. One of the things that we did do was to produce some videos that we thought would be helpful in promoting the event through our social media. We inserted these videos onto our new fan page for Facebook, and also we inserted them on YouTube. They're also on the homepage of morrobay.org. The videos have also been placed on the San Luis Obispo County Visitors and Conference Bureau site, too. So we're getting a lot of play on that, and I know that the Battle of the Bays has done very well. It sounds like the ticket sales are picking up now as a result of that. The Oyster Tour is real close to being sold out, so that's a good thing. And so let me go ahead and show you the videos. I'll show you, start with the Battle of the Bays. We thought this would be sort of fun to kind of do, kind of steal from Chopped and have a little bit of a fun back and forth between the two chefs, and this is what we came up with.
Executive Chef Neil Smith, chef here at Windows on the Water in Morro Bay.
I'm Chef Kirk Soule here at Frank and Lilith's Front Street Cafe in Morro Bay, the best breakfast in town. Battle of the Bay, in a nutshell, is two chefs going against each other with the best of what Morro Bay has to offer.
I'm going to be one of the competing chefs at Battle of the Bay for Savor the Central Coast.
I don't often compete in Battles of the Bay, but when I do, I win.
Style of cooking would be California fusion and world cuisine.
I definitely wouldn't call my food California cuisine by any means, and I definitely wouldn't call it, international cuisine. I like taking really, really good traditional things from Mexican food, from French food, from Italian food, and doing them true to form, and then doing a little twist on the end.
My focus is to make people's palates dance around in their mouths with different flavors of different foods.
These avocados come from right down the street. Best avocados in the world. I'm going to be using 99.9% everything from here, like within 25 minutes drive.
I'm going to course it out as a dinner, but simplify it on one plate.
And I'm definitely going to be using some black sea bass, but you won't know it's black sea bass. And you'll be going, wow, I don't even know you could do that. It's illegal in 14 states, most of us.
A lot of light flavors. I don't tend to do anything really heavy and bold because it kind of wipes out the rest of your palate.
And four different varieties of butterscotch.
I'm not going to reveal all my secrets. You'll have to just come and watch.
What it's about really is letting people know we have got the best stuff in the country sitting right here and nobody knows about it yet. So come to Morro Bay and check out this stuff because you won't find it anywhere else.
So obviously we had a little fun with that, had two different, real different, diverse personalities that kind of worked well together, and I want to thank the chefs for taking the time to do the video, and then also, of course, taking the time to do the Sunset Savor event, and I think it will be really great, and I really want to thank Joan, too, because she did a lot of the setup to get the chefs involved, get them where they needed to be, and without that, also for the Oyster Tour, which is even a bigger effort. I think shooting these videos, though, will be really helpful and rewarding to us and promoting Morro Bay, but also promoting the Savor event, which, you know, we've obviously invested a fair amount of money, and we want to make sure we get our due. The other part of that, and this has particularly occurred with the Oyster Tour, we thought, you know, we're expending the time and the energy and the dollars to produce these videos. We ought to have some legs to this afterwards. So on the Oyster Tour, we shot that
this year. Come out and see our farm with Wendy and Alan on the Lost Isle Tour. We're going to be giving you a tour of the bay as well as a farm tour in which you can see our great local product and see how we grow and raise our oysters, the great Pacific oyster here.
There's a seal here coming this way. Yeah, 2 days ago, those seals were just going crazy in here feeding.
When you go on our tour, you go out on the bay, it's one of the best parts of the tour because it's so relaxing. We tell you about the wildlife in the bay, the fishermen, all the local things that we catch and protect here. Also the sand spit and the beautiful Morro Rock.
And so as we get back here, you'll see my crews at work. Today they're sorting oysters, hand sorting oysters for the markets this week. We sell direct to restaurants. And today they're going to be bringing us some fresh oysters to sample.
We're excited about the Savor event. We think it gives us a chance to help a local industry, the Morro Bay Oyster Company, showcase a real fine product they raise right here in Morro Bay.
This is our crew bringing fresh product right out of the water. We harvest and deliver direct to you.
This can give us a chance to take his oyster, that after people get a chance to go out and take a look at it, where it's raised and where it's harvested, and we're going to showcase it in our venue down at our restaurant and fish market. And it's going to be oysters, oysters, and more oysters. We're going to do oyster chowder, which is not real typical,
We're going to do oysters Rockefeller. We'll do raw oysters, and we'll do barbecue oysters there for Neil and using his product. Ancient Peak Winery is also going to participate in the event, and they're going to pair their wines with the oysters, and it should be an outstanding venue with outstanding food and really that local flair that Morbay is so proud of and that we like to share with many of the tourists.
So that's the video for the oyster tour. And as you can see, that's got some legs beyond just the Savor event, just talking about that. And I can tell you that although I've been working with Morbay for a long time, going out on that boat and seeing what we have was just remarkable. I mean, and it was sort of foggy when we started, and then all of a sudden the sun broke. We had unbelievable wildlife out. The seals were feeding. It was just incredible. And the birds, we had the white pelicans. I mean, it was just really amazing. And I really want to thank all those people who helped out. Wendy and her husband were really, really cordial, very generous with their boat. Neil did a great job with his oysters, and Mark did an outstanding job in talking about the fishing industry. And some of the things you don't see there, because it really wasn't appropriate for the oyster tour itself, I got Mark to talk quite a bit about their fishing industry and letting people know that there's still a lot of fish out there. There's a lot of fish being brought in on a continuing basis, that while there's been adjustments made, our fishing industry is here, and it's solid, and it gives people an opportunity to have that fresh local product. And again, I think that's our unique selling point. I think that's the things that can separate us from our other competitors, and letting people know. So I think through these videos and through the real people talking about that, you know, real fishermen, real chefs, real hoteliers, real dining, real activity owners, I think will be a really great future campaign. The last thing is the Harbor Festival. As you know, your last meeting, that you heard a presentation from the Harbor Festival, and they were requesting some funds to help secure an additional artist. And it was the committee's decision that might not really fit in with the BID's objectives, but certainly wanted to give aid to the Harbor Festival. It's a great event, one that we all embrace and recognize. It does a lot of business for the city. And so the committee elected to give them $5,000, $1,000 for sponsorship of the green initiative that they're doing for the Harbor Festival. That would be hard cash to them for that, to carry out that out. And then $3,000 that would be attributed to media, and then another $1,000 to produce a quality TV spot for them. We will not use all of that $1,000 for production. So the thought that I had was, the footage that we did have, which my videographer had, because she's shot a lot of Harbor Festivals over the years, was it certainly worked, and we used some of the slides to update the spot that was shown in the presentation. But I'm going to have her go out and with the rest of the money, the balance of the money that's left, to produce that spot to shoot new footage. So the Harbor Festival would have new quality footage next year. Rick can take that, put it on the Morro Bay travel log. We can make another YouTube video out of it. So I think that'll be a really good way to distribute the rest of those production funds. And we were able to produce a nice spot for them that has the current headliner information, which is what they requested, but could easily be taken out and replaced next year. So they have that generic spot that they were hoping for. There was some discussion about that originally when Hunter came and spoke, that there was some need for local support. I come to find out that wasn't necessarily the case after talking to David Owens. Where they really needed the support was out of market, which certainly benefits the BID's charge. So what we did is, we have a good relationship with KERO, the ABC affiliate in Bakersfield. We contacted them. We got a great $3,000 schedule, bonus spots in addition to that. We sponsoring the weather, the news, predominantly.
Fun for the kids, too, with a carnival cove, shark slide, and more. Celebrate the sea with displays, maritime-themed arts and crafts, and fresh seafood from our local fishermen. Visit morrobay.org for more information and book your room.
So obviously a little bit of emphasis on staying in Morro Bay, too, and then since the BID is paying for it, your logo on the spot to tag that, but obviously Harbor Festival gets a good presence in there as well. So that's ready to roll, and David Owens had asked for the spot, so I'm going to send him a copy of it, and then he has some other places I think he'll be able to utilize it. So that's where that investment went.
So I just want to say back to John Sorgenfrey, thank you so much. You got your crew, and they when we started talking about doing a YouTube video for the chefs, we turned that around very quick. Not we. Well, we organized it, but your crew turned it around very quickly.
I couldn't have done it without getting it scheduled. Believe me, scheduling is a huge thing. So I appreciated that part of it.
Well, it took place very quickly. It was made very quickly, and it was up very quickly. I would say from the time we talked about it to the time it was done and up, it was probably 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the oysters. We said, how about now? We just came off that one. It was phenomenal. We said, how about the oyster? Bang, another 7 to 10 days, and it's up. So I think that you turn things around very quickly, and I really appreciate that because, you know, as we move closer and closer, the bigger the spin, the better off we are. We have that. We're in the front of the mind of everyone, and that's good for Morro Bay.
Well, thank you. And I know that this was brought up at the county CVB meeting, VCB meeting, that they really appreciated all Morro Bay support on promoting SAVOR and getting behind the activities that they were doing because it's a community effort. You know, we're all partners in this, but I think that what we're doing is trying to entrust that our investment in SAVOR is we get what we, you know, intended to. And I think already with the visual that we have, we were already hit a home run, and hopefully this will help. And I know they appreciate the fact that we're putting some extra effort to sell these individual events too. And I know Steve Burns expressed that personally to me, so he's grateful that we're taking it serious and putting some stuff behind
it. Yeah, I just want to echo that also. I actually saw the Battle of the Band video when I went to the website a few days ago, and I just really enjoyed that. And the fact that, you know, it's going to be on YouTube. I don't know if people are aware, but most TVs nowadays are internet have internet access, and one of the things that you can do is look at YouTube videos on your television. And, you know, Twitter's going to go video. So I think we're right on the edge of something really good here, and I just feel good about the way things are going. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Really quick about YouTube. YouTube is the second most visited search engine on the Internet. So Google is one, and then YouTube is two. Mm-hmm. So to be on YouTube, I mean, you got to have a presence. So good
and
job.
I think, and this will come up a little bit later on when Rick gets up to give his report, we can track it. And that's what's kind of sweet about YouTube, and we can find out how many people actually viewed it. We can look at these videos and trace it back and see, you know, how many people are going to our site looking at the videos, then also looking at YouTube. So he'll be able to tell you a little more about that in a moment. I will tell you that we've been running for some time the Ultimate Morro Bay Getaway, and our deadline was coming up to pick that winner. We did pick the winner. And we had over 3,500 entries for that. And what's good about that is we decided that what we were going to do is have them sign up for the newsletter to enter the contest. So you can attribute 3,500 new people to the newsletter. And we really saw a dramatic increase in the newsletter. It went from like 5,000 to 8,000 pretty quickly. There's the 3,500. So we now have a really strong database of our own people wanting our own fans wanting to more information about Morro Bay. And it's interesting. I'll share with you that we randomly just picked the winner. We went down the list. I just like put my finger and picked somebody. They're from Huntington Beach, the Pace family. And originally when I contacted them, they were a little leery because I asked if we could use their name and got an email from her saying, you know, is this a scam? I mean, am I going to get it? Is this a timeshare thing? And it's kind of sad the world we live in, you know. So I wrote her back, and then I actually talked to her on the phone, and I wrote her and said, it's not a scam, and here's my website. You know, we want you to come. You're the big winner. You're going to have a two-night stay. You're going to have two activities. You're going to grow to a great restaurant, and, you know, it's not a scam. And then she personally called me back, so I left my number for her, told her to go to my website, and she was great. You know, she apologized. She said, you know, I'm really sorry. You can use my name. You know, we're really excited. We love Morro Bay. We want to come in November. And so it was a really good thing, and I think they'll be a great to the way they did it with a company down in L.A. would have cost us far more to do it by ourselves. So I'll let you go ahead and take a look at the video, and then that's going to segue into a co-op advertising that I wanted to talk about.
San Luis Obispo County. Undiscovered beaches and coastline. and some of the most beautiful scenery in the world. Wine, coast, country. Found only here on the central coast of California. San Luis Obispo County. California's famous Highway 1 is your path. Take a journey through the land of romance, outdoor fun, and fine wine. Experience the charm, history, and relaxed atmosphere of San Luis Obispo County. Discover the last true California beach towns, piers, beaches, tide pools, and dunes. This is the Pacific Ocean, pure, powerful, and pristine. Some fish, some shop, some just get away and play in the waves. Here you can learn to surf in a sheltered bay or seek out more challenging conditions for the serious surfer. Experience kite surfing, kayaking, sailing, or just spending time. The coastal area is infinitely captivating. There's something for everyone. And it's the perfect setting for reconnecting with that special someone. Hand in hand with the coast is the picturesque countryside that surrounds this unique area. Delightful country drives are only moments away. Here you can walk on the beach with your dog in the morning, talk with a winemaker in the afternoon, and later watch the sunset from a world-class restaurant overlooking the water. Families and beaches go together like cookies and milk, like bread and butter, and like father and son. Couples, families, and groups of all sizes escape here to the Central Coast. The ocean cools the air for activities from picnics to golf. Enjoy one of the last places where you can drive on the beach. Or leave the driving behind and take to your feet on one of the many hiking and biking trails in the area. For those who like to explore, opportunities abound in all directions. Impressive dune areas. The lighthouse at Point San Luis. Beautiful scenic paths. The Old Port. Quaint beach bistros and boutiques. Throughout San Luis Obispo County, you'll discover there's a full calendar of festivals, music, and events to enjoy during your stay. If peacefulness and serenity is what you crave, the North Coast area is where you'll find your bliss. Shops and boutiques offer untold treasures. From fine restaurants to the famous Hearst Castle to the north. And hidden beaches in between. This area is the perfect getaway for anyone who needs a break from the hectic pace of modern life. Wildlife, majestic beauty, crashing surf, and delightful solitude combine here to provide an inspirational refuge from the mundane.
about briefly a co-op program that we had talked about and had discussed kind of in concept, and we're now at the stage where we need to really address this and see if this is something that we want to do. Again, just to kind of reiterate what this was designed for, this was to my firm as well as Mental Marketing, who handles Paso Robles, got together, and we felt like that there would be a way to maybe help the county VCB out in organizing a marketing campaign that would be funded by co-op partners, because the county VCB is challenged budget-wise to come up with a substantial marketing campaign on their own. It's not lost on really, I don't think, any of the BIDs that, just as you saw with that video, that while we're all promoting our own destinations, and that's first and foremost, we also have to promote this county experience, because if we're going to get people to come for more than one night, we're going to compete against Monterey and Santa Barbara and some of these other entities, and Hawaii for that matter. I mean, some of the other big week-long vacations, we need to promote the county. And originally, my firm and Mental Marketing got together, and then we talked to John Summer and said, you know, we really need your help in this, because we need a neutral party. We need somebody that's going to be able to administer this, and we also need to embrace your creative and what your marketing program's doing, so we truly do have a countywide marketing effort going out. And that's what this plan is. We selected the media that we selected really for a couple of reasons. One, things that we chose we knew that worked in the past, such as the LA Times, the San Jose Mercury News, SkyWest In-Flight Magazine. This would take place in the springtime. And then coming off of our efforts with Sunset Saver, it seemed like a natural to go back into Sunset with an online and print campaign. Most of this all is both print and online components. So the print will support the online effort, and it will be twofold. The fourth item that's on, or the last item that's on here, has been changed from the original document you saw, because originally I had KTLA TV, and it was an idea about doing a $45,000 campaign with them. But the reaction that I got from various people in the media, the other destinations that I presented this to, they didn't seem to embrace that. So what came up actually through Cheryl at the CBED alerted me about a potential media opportunity with U.S. Airways. And U.S. Airways has, what they do is they'll, this is a, would be the national run of U.S. Airways, so it would be in every U.S. Airways magazine. And this would take place in the springtime, and it would be a spread ad that would get over 3.2 million readers. U.S. Airways does serve our local airport here, and that's the principal one that people would fly from Arizona, which I still think is a great market for us. But what's unique about this is they will come in, and I told them that what we would bring, if it was decided to do this, is that we would bring the destinations, but then they would go out, and they have a sales team that would go out and sell the wineries, sell some of the larger hotels, and they want to build a section up to 18 pages, which would be a Central Coast, San Luis Obispo County experience, and there would be advertorial that would go along with this. And they've done this in other markets, and I've had some examples of it. So I think this would be as an option, and I will tell you, and this is something for your consideration today, just to give you a recap of who's in, the CBID, the County Unincorporated, just in their this week's meeting, they appropriated $30,000 for the campaign, which would be inclusive of the U.S. Airways. I met with Pismo Beach yesterday in their BID board meeting, and they committed to 27.5, which would include the U.S. Airways. So what I'm hoping for is that you will see the value of this and that we can do the full program for 27.5. We have budgeted about $23,000 for this effort through the approved budget that we've set aside for this, whether we would do the co-op with the county as it's in the past or do this program. They're really one and the same now because these are just different offerings. The next people to be committed to are Paso Robles, which Mental Marketing is responsible for, and they feel confident that they will get them on board. And then really the only one that I've really not had a lot of contact with is San Luis Obispo, but John Summer, the director for the county, VCB has met with them and met with Level Marketing, who is their advertising agency, and they seem to embrace the idea as well. So we're kind of at the point now where we need to really decide, is this something that we want to do? Do we see the value? And the next thing then would be to get the creative, and the creative would be done by the same people who did the Sunset Saver creative, who does the creative for the county VCB. So I did have a caveat to that, though, that when they produce the creative, that that's something that I'd have to like because I'm representing, which would include all of the partners. So this would be a really great prize. I mean, this prize would encompass maybe like a, you know, a 4 or 5 night stay. Wineries, I mean, this would be a phenomenal prize. We want the prize for two reasons. One, we want to be able to showcase everybody, but also, more importantly, we want the response. And with a lot of online stuff, we're going to need that. I feel that we're going to need that getaway to increase the response, to get people to go to that landing page. And then when they go to the landing page, then they will, I think they'll hit on everybody's website. The other reason to have a landing page is that we want to track this, and we want to know that it's working. Well, we can certainly track it from Morro Bay's perspective, but we want to know from the whole campaign how it's working. But if we have to go to San Luis Obispo and ask, well, how did you guys do? And if we go to, you know, Pismo, how did you guys do? It's all going to be a lot more convoluted than it would be to simply, we can track this landing page. And I think the landing page, how many people go to the landing page will really be the true the true indication of how this county campaign went. So I see it as a county effort, but I see it as a co-op effort for each individual partner.
Okay. Couple of questions. When you say a website, would you be using the VCB website? Would we be developing a brand new website? What is the call to action? Where does that land us?
It would be going to the county. It would not be going to the county's homepage, but we would use the county VCB's website. But what it would be, actually, when you click on that, you're not going to go to the county site. You're going to go to a landing page with all the partners on it.
Within the VCB. So you're not talking about, when we say county, you're not talking about the Wine Coast country that they're rolling out.
Okay, no, they're just a partner.
Right.
And, in fact, what had happened, and what I should mention, too, what you saw originally, when I first talked with their representative, their administrator, Cheryl, she was concerned that they, because they're so big, they have so many entities, they wanted a bigger portion. And they subsequently elected, you know, let's just play with everybody else and we'll have the same representation. Frankly, I think it's better, because I was kind of struggling how creatively I could give them more for their added contribution and how that would look. So now everybody's contributing the same amount.
I have a couple of questions. You know, in our own budget, this board's budget, we had talked about doing some of these things. I think we even talked about Sky West. If we went ahead and did this, would we use some of those budget items mm-hmm. in this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We have $20,000 or $22,000, I believe, line right. item in it our budget to do
20.
Co-op.
Oh, okay.
It's just 20.
Oh, this would fall under that. Right.
So this would be following under that line item.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But, Nick, that's a good question, because mm-hmm. what we would do, well, we wouldn't take money from, say, the fact that we're doing Sunset, mm-hmm. we would enhance that. So
okay.
we would try to use this co-op. When we're in Sunset on our own efforts, we would make sure that we didn't duplicate mm-hmm. because we had this campaign going. But then again, we would also want to complement that effort. And the other part of this is that, and this is another reason why I think it's advantageous to all the different co-op partners, and I can speak for Pismo, and for Morro Bay, we're going to negotiate hard on getting us a better rate with the LA Times mm-hmm. because we're giving them an extra $50,000 or $45,000. Mm-hmm. And that will become a negotiation tool twofold, one for this campaign, but also for all the other partners. And it's up to San Luis Obispo what they do. But I can tell you from my perspective, because I'm going to be placing it, we're going to go to the LA Times and say, okay, you have some new money now. You need to do something for the other orders. And we have not placed the bulk of our business with the LA Times for that reason.
One other thing also on the contributions. Now, just initially when you look at this, you know, Morro Bay, you know, we're kind of the small group in the bunch there. Was there ever talk about adjusting it as far as, you know, what the representation is? You know, if you look at Pismo Beach or San Luis Obispo, you know, they're quite a bigger population and a bigger entity. So, and then we're all contributing the same amount. Was there ever talk about adjusting that to?
Well, I think that the important thing is that each equal contributor, you will get the same amount of exposure and the same opportunity. And while, you know, Pismo is only at 1%, so even though 1% is a lot in Pismo, it's $600,000 plus their VCB budget, which is about another $200,000. It's not so significant that they are too concerned about it, but it's still a significant amount of money that they want to make sure that they get what, you know, is coming to them as well. I think having it be fair and having it be equal is probably the easiest and best way to do it.
I have a question for you. We're budgeted at $20,000, not $23,000 for co-op. So where would you in the budget find the other $3,000? In addition to that, part B of the question is, they gave 27.
Give us more. San Jose Mercury News has done that. So I didn't pick anybody that I thought we would have trouble negotiating or getting any added value out of the increased expenditure.
Okay. And then, when would these marketing dollars be due?
The first campaign, which is maybe ambitious, it's really going to depend upon the creative that the VCB is doing, but they've assured me that that's going to be within the next few weeks. The earliest one would probably hit November.
And does that mean the dollars would be due in November?
No, they wouldn't be due till probably January.
They wouldn't be due till January. The reason I'm asking board members is because we had our first reading of, as you know, it was the 13th, wasn't it? The TBID came before the City Council on the 13th, and the first reading was there, and there were no protesters. But that could mean, and I'm not sure yet, because we don't know until, you know, the ball drops, whether the TBID would be returning to 3%. So it could mean, but then, of course, a portion of that is highly probable to go to the VC funding. Here are MBVC funding. So that's why I'm asking about what the cash flow is.
Well, and then a good half of this money would be spent in the spring. So it would be way off. I mean, it wouldn't be till probably March or April that it would be due. Because the idea was to do it late fall, early winter, and then spring when we need it.
I have a question. You mentioned what Pismo's committed to and the CBID has committed to. Have you addressed to PASO yet?
No.
You're working with Mental Marketing,
right,
obviously,
right.
So hopefully they would be behind
it. I think he's going to try to encourage them to do the full 27.5, so we don't have to go back and we can start working with U.S. Airways. And San Luis, I have no involvement with them other than what John has told me, and he's met with Level Marketing.
And that's my second question to that, part B, is what happens if one of these partners drops out? Where are we at?
And we start all over again.
Okay. Okay.
So this is really based on full cooperation.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we're halfway there, and it's just now we're at the stage where the more we can get people to commit, then we know whether we have a campaign or not. And to answer the question, say San Luis doesn't want to do it. We would come back then, readjust this. I don't think we'd ask for any more money. We would just have to reduce the amount of the media and kind of go from there.
Okay, so I'm going to look left and right for thoughts. But before we do, I just want to point out, so, you know, this again is one of those opportunities where we have to look inside of ourselves and say, do we want to keep this and exist in our box of Morro Bay, or do we want to look outside ourselves and see ourselves as the greater San Luis Obispo County and how we can market to that? On that note, there's a little report that I won't step on your thunder, Michelle, but there's a report regarding San Luis Obispo versus Santa Barbara and Monterey area for occupancy that Michelle is going to go over, and I think that when she does, you will see how important it is for us to be part of a greater county effort to, and for me, I've always thought, you know, that way that I don't see Michelle's Hotel or Pradeep's Hotel as my direct competition. I really see Monterey County, Santa Barbara County as a larger competition to us, rather than even Pismo or Paso, because I just think we're so varied. But within the county ourselves, we offer the same things that Santa Barbara County offers and that Monterey County offers, and so we just need to get them to our county to see it. So I like the idea. I like the idea of a broad-scoped marketing campaign, and I think that they've put together a solid idea with a lot of different facets. I do have a question about if we're marketing to LA Times, if we're marketing back to some of the places that we already have in our marketing budget, how we're marketing to Sunset Magazine, we're marketing in San Jose Mercury News as Morro Bay. How does that overlap flow? How do we see the difference in those campaigns? And what are you doing to ensure that
well,
we're kind of guided?
Well, since I'm going to be placing the co-op effort, and that's one reason why I wanted to take this on, because I would have some control over it, we would enhance what we're doing. We would not duplicate. But, again, we would use it for a negotiation tool, but we would have our own campaign running. It would not be in simultaneous. Since we already have the key here is approved creative. So everybody, you know, all the co-op partners have seen the ad, they like it, and we can go back to those partners and say, we have a great opportunity here. I don't know if we'll be able to respond as quickly as we could for our own, because we got to go to everybody. But if we think far enough in advance, I think there would be opportunities. And, you know, the CBID's kind of done that. I mean, they've kind of come to us when they had some things and said, would you guys like to share? I think collaboration is the way to go. I mean, Mental Marketing is my competitor for the most part, but I like working with them. And the thing that I found in a down economy is you try to work together and try to, you know, pool resources. And, you know, while they represent Paso and I represent you guys, we also together see the benefit of working together and kind of leveraging our dollars. And in some cases, they have strengths where we have weaknesses and vice versa. So I think that we'll be able to identify future co-op opportunities too.
Can I just want, I'm not sure if I've got the numbers straight on this. Without US Air, it's the 23.
Right.
With US Air, it's 27.5.
Right.
And then, I mean, in budget, we've got 22 in budget now.
We have 20,000 in budget right now for co-op with the county. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom.
Oh, we have a different budget.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's an issue. What do you have? This is a better one because we have more money in that? Is that why?
I've got 22,000.
So. Somebody show me what you've got. I need a person confirming what we've got here.
John's looking at it.
Actually, John's got the most up-to-date one. Yeah, I thought it was 22.
Yeah, that's what I had thought I recalled. So we have 22 currently budgeted for the county co-op. And we would be requesting either 23 or 27.5. So while they're looking at the numbers, I'm going to just say, so they're doing the number thing. Personally, I think this is a really good thing. Another thing that we didn't address at all is one thing to remember, too. I think I brought this to the board last month, is Joan and I are sitting in on a BID Alliance board, which John attends those meetings as well. Mm-hmm. And it's basically all the BIDs in the county coming together, the county, San Luis, all of these, basically everybody here. And we've been just talking about what we're doing as BIDs and collaborating and different ideas. And I personally think to work together as one big team on, you know, obviously our own interests are first at mind, but this as a second thing is a really great and smart thing for everybody, because it helps get, I mean, bottom line is if Pismo is booked up with a car show, I mean, that overflow comes here and vice versa. So it's nice to kind of have the common goal in mind of just getting people into the county. And I think this is a great way of doing it. And it's starting these relationships. We've seen it already a little bit with what we did with the $2,500. I mean, there's just so many opportunities, and when we pull our money together, I think we get a little bit more. And to have John right there in the middle of it all and approving everything, you know, we all have that confidence in him, and I think it helps. You know, if John wasn't part of this, I'd be a little bit more leery, because then you don't know where your control factor is. But to have him there, I feel like we know we have somebody that is going to control our interests as well. My first thing was, wait a minute, larger budgets, more constituents, maybe we should pay less. But I get it now after kind of mulling it. I think it's better that it's all equal, because then everything, it's an equal, you know, everybody's got an equal amount of money going in. So we're going to still get the same representation, which for our less constituents will be better. There's less for us to divide up. So I think personally, I think this is a great thing. And I would love to also see us go into U.S. Airways. I think that's a number one. I think when I sit on an airplane, I have nothing to do. Well, I have kids, hostage. But you're held hostage. You know what I mean? Yeah, and you've got to sit there, and you flip through things, and you're looking for things, and you want things to read. And what better to read about our great area? So I would like to see us do the U.S. Airways on top of it personally.
You know you're bored when you start reading the Sky Mall and really think about ordering something.
Right. Which, as you can all tell, I haven't been on an airplane since I've had two children. With one child, I remember when they're sleeping, reading. But, you know, you don't get as much time. But I do think that it's really important to have those. Everybody always flips through it. No matter what's going on, you're stuck on there. So I think that's a great thing to do. So it's my two cents.
Any other comments?
I agree with Michelle, and I agree with the equal amount of money, because my concern would be that we get equal amount of representation out of it.
No, I think it's a great idea, and I think when Michelle's kid spills the soda in her lap, hopefully the magazine will flip open to San Luis Obispo as it sops it up. So, I like the idea. I like being part of the greater, like I said, the greater marketing. I like that the BCB is included in here. And tell me about their $10,000, what their role is going to be in this with the $10,000. I do have curiosity about
that.
Well,
we looked at that as being...
that we're going to use, enter through their website, because that is and has continued to be one of our top referring sites every month that the report comes back. They're within the top three for the referring site to morrobay.org, and I think that's important to us. Okay, so if I could hear a motion.
I'll throw it out there. I'll make a motion that we accept this. The thing that, I mean, I guess it's contingent on everybody getting involved as well. I guess that's kind of built into it.
Sure.
But I'll make a motion that we go forward with this proposal.
At the 27.5?
23 or 27.5?
At 27.5.
At 27.5. Okay, is there a second?
Second.
And time for discussion? Okay, so as discussion, I'm in favor of it. I like the 23 right now, and I like the 27.5 if we're approved back to 3%.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's how anybody else feels. It's just a thought.
My thought, I see where you're going. I just feel, since we already have 22 approved, that 1%, I mean, we're looking at what? I'm not a mathematician. $5,000 difference. The $5,000 to me doesn't make a huge difference contingent on the 1%. I just feel like $5,000, I mean, not that $5,000 isn't a lot of money, but I feel like the U.S. Airways is really something that we need to be in. I'd rather see the money shaved out of somewhere else, because I think U.S. Airways, I mean, I really like those airline publications. I think that's something we haven't done a lot of. I think it's something we should do. So me personally, I'd rather see us do 27.5 and commit fully at 27.5.
If I could just add to you, I think this is information you probably need to know, is that while it's a spring effort, we do need to commit to them fairly soon, because they're reserving March for us, and they only do these at certain points of time where they have these sections. So it would be good, if we did want to do it, it'd be good to let them know and commit to it.
John, you said that you could shave about $3,000 to get into this as well, so out of other. Okay.
Yeah, and we also have a fairly substantial contingency fund, too, so I think, compared to what our full budget is and the $4,000 or $5,000 difference, I don't think it should be a problem.
You're right. We keep it in contingency for that. We can hopefully, if we get approved back with our 1%, replenish that so that we have our buffer that we like to keep. Because that's also a buffer in case our TOT doesn't come in, so that we don't owe the city back. So that's why, you know, I like to be conservative with that contingency fund. So,
I guess a couple things. One is, I think John did a great job setting us up with a video right before. Because it kind of demonstrates that there's a lot to sell in Morro Bay, but you've got a heck of a lot more to sell if you're looking at a much, much wider territory. I agree on the U.S. Air thing. I think that, that's a terrific flight to Phoenix. It's full all the time. So we've got an access from Arizona direct into San Luis Obispo. I share John's view that, a market we really might want to be looking at is the Arizona market, because I think it's hot there and people will come here and they've got a direct flight. And it's a pretty reasonably priced flight, too. Most of the time,
it is.
You book it ahead of time. So
you can get it for like $150 if you book it ahead of time.
Yeah, even better than that,
yeah.
I think. But, I think this is just exactly the right thing to do. So I would be supportive.
Well, then we have a motion on the table to go with the full $27,500 and support the $23,000 plus the additional for U.S. Airways. We have a second. Any more discussion? No? Then let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None?
So I'll report back. By that time, we'll probably know if everybody is in. We're hopeful that San Luis Obispo, and I'm pretty confident Paso will be in. But if not, then I'll come back with a reconfigured idea. But hopefully right now so far we have a good base to start from. Thank you.
When you come back next month, can you tell us where you shaved our budget?
Yes,
and
I'll bring you an updated budget, please. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have one final item, and I know I'm taking a lot of time here today, but I got a lot of stuff to show. I wanted to, and then we got to have Rick come up too. But we elected to, you appropriated or appointed a creative subcommittee to work on the visitor's guide. And we talked about, the need of being able to be competitive when we have the Sunset Saver event, and when Monterey is there and Santa Barbara's there. And I showed you Pismo Beach's guide, which they just produced. And so the feeling was that we need to have something. And we've invested quite a bit of money and time and effort into the Sunset Saver, that we need to have a good piece of collateral to be able to distribute at that show. So we put the that's a work in progress in that sense, but the next printing that we do will have that all inclusive. But there's two copies here, so you can kind of peruse through it. As you look at this, keep in mind that what you're looking at is a guide that looks like this shape. So when you look at the full page, with the exception of the cover, you're looking at two sides. So you're looking at the full unfolded version. I'll let that go around, and I know that I'm going to bring Rick up as you're kind of going through that if you'd like. Or do you want to peruse through that first, or how would you? Okay. Rick, why don't you go ahead and give us your web report?
Good morning, Mark.
You guys all know Rick?
One of the things I wanted to show you is obviously there's been some changes to the homepage. You can see the big one right there is the flash slideshow is up. And one of the things that we did do, and when we put the slideshow in, we moved the nav bar, which was below the slideshow on the old homepage, up above, which means now it's consistent with all of the interior pages, so you're not looking around even though it's not too far. But that's the first thing there. So now if you scroll down, and you'll come upon what Nick was referring to. Keep going down. And there is how we now do our highlighted video. And this is now, John said, we got a video log. Like I'll be at the Margarita Festival this weekend doing the video for YouTube and stuff like that. And so now, we can pause it since we've already seen it. But scroll on down a little bit further to the YouTube icon down at the bottom, all the way down, and click on the YouTube icon. Now John's saying, okay, this is all trackable, and you can see here, if you scroll down a little bit more, and you can see that's been played that's the Harbor Festival. And click on the, go back up to, and click on the Battle of the Bay, the second one down. Bring that up. Get the Harbor Festival has been there. 436 views already, and it's only been there since September 7th. So that's real prime real estate, and we're going to leverage that in the future as we do more videos and John does more production videos. We can highlight it right there. So those are some of the things. And then also, if you go back to the homepage,
So this is a way when we have three really good videos, we want to put them on the homepage, but we don't want to take up the whole homepage with videos. We can do our own YouTube. So we just direct people to go look at all the YouTube videos we have in one swoop.
Right. Now here, go down below the Battle of the Bay video again. And you can see there's a link that says watch more videos on YouTube. What we're going to do, since we have the YouTube icon down there, we're going to change that to our own new video player that we're launching, which is be really nice. You'll click on it. It won't work right now. We're working on that. You'll click on that link. It'll open up a nice new video player, and it'll see all of our videos there, which will be a really nice thing off the front page. So.
And this is an example of things we talked about in our website subcommittee that we're on a Elements platform. Well, this new video player will be away from Elements. So slowly but surely, we're kind of working our way into independence.
And one of the things, too, is you guys mentioned YouTube, is YouTube is being viewed a lot more on smartphones and iPads and iPhones. So that's something that's trackable also there that we can see that. So anyway, onto the web stats. You guys, onto the web stats. You got any questions about the web stats? At all. Because of time,
I just want to say one thing is that when Andrea, Michelle, and I and Joan were all at the BID Alliance meeting, San Luis Obispo brought up the fact that they had over 300 unique visitors. And again, we were there to share information, and we talked about the fact that we had not decided to abandon our old site and work with to keeping it the same. And I just wanted to report to you that we're getting almost close to 500 unique visits a day. So we're doing pretty good. Right, and we didn't spend $250,000 on it. Just had to throw that in.
I love it. Actually, you know, we're doing quite well. Over 500 unique visits in July. But anyway, the data is interesting enough. The July visits and August visits, there's only, you know, what, 1,400 or 1,800 difference. I mean, I'm not seeing that with my other clients. So other clients dropped off a lot faster in August than Morro Bay did. So hopefully that portends well for TOT, Andrea. So the main thing that I like to look at here, because it's relatively new, is the page with the jackrabbit clicks and the click-throughs and the click-through listings. It looks like Jackrabbit, and this was something that John and I discussed, Jackrabbit didn't really take away from the hotel listing pages, or else, you know, if you look at the, and this is the spreadsheet I'm referring to here, this one, if you look at the the listing views of...
Sorry.
They're into the creative.
No, I'm...
Well, that's cool.
I'm with you.
Joan's on it. Michelle was talking there, so...
We're over here talking about... I have my... I printed backwards, and she didn't print them, so she was looking at mine and asking... I was answering a question for her.
Well,
so we add Jackrabbit and the listing page views together, and we get our total. Is that correct?
The listing views are viewing the hotel page. That's the listing views. Now, in there's a call to action, clicking onto the website. That's the Crick Food listings, okay? And then you add Jackrabbit, which are basically clicks onto the website, you know, on the websites too. So you see we've added a whole bunch of more clicks on the individual websites.
Gotcha.
And what'll be good is come November meeting, we'll have October stats then, and this will be our first year-to-year, month-to-month comparison, because remember, we started Google Analytics September 23rd. So then we'll be able to see, hey, we're doing really well compared to last year's October, hopefully.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you very much for all of your efforts and for getting us the reports every time, all the time, on time. Okay, so
I have a comment real quick. Just something to point out to you. SanLuisObispoCounty.com, again, was our number one referring agent.
Yep.
So just want to throw that out there after our last approval of dollars.
E-Hotel Packaging Subcommittee, did they meet? Anybody tell me? I can tell you who you are if you don't know. I have my subcommittee list. Public Relations Subcommittee?
Yes, that would be me.
Do tell.
John and I and Karen sit on that, and we've been working on this travel writers coming into town that are coming back to Sunset. And I just got off the phone with Cheryl this morning, so I've got a few things to report, and she's got a request. Okay, so let me get all my papers together. So we have the itinerary set for the tour. Basically, as you might remember, we went in and partnered with the county BID, the CBID. Their travel writers are coming in October 3rd through the 7th. There's currently right now she has 19 confirmed journalists as of this
great.
Morning.
Great.
It's very exciting. LA Times, Globetrotter TV, Sacramento Magazine, Westways, National Geographic, wow. Modern Luxury Magazine, AM New York, Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal, Travel and Leisure, Food and Wine, Glam, Essence. I mean, it goes on. Basically, there's 17 different publications out of the 19 journalists because two of them are bringing photos, like photo shooters, which is great because the more photos, I think, the better for us. We are working on, they're going to be coming in doing the oyster tour, and then they will be doing dinner. We're still trying to secure the dinner spot location right now. That's something that we're struggling a tad with, but I'm working on it. I put a call in last night, and I might have a great lead. So hopefully that it'll happen no matter what. We're just trying to get to not have to pay quite as much as we have to. So that's where we're at. But basically, Cheryl came to me yesterday after our other meeting and stated that they're they currently have 19 journalists, trying to get one more. They're at $37,000 for their budget. They're $4,000 over budget. They are requesting that if we can fund any additional funds. They're requesting $2,000 from Morro Bay. That's basically what they would like. Basically, where this extra $4,000 has went is Saver ticket. That, you know, they're bringing everybody to Saver. They've got a lot more airfare going on and food costs. So she would like us to try to help fund their differences. My recommendation would be let's wait where their final budget lies, because in this $37,000, their CBID pays for hotels, kind of like we do, but not at an at-cost rate. Well, it's an at-cost rate, I guess, but it's a much higher rate than what we have. Their bills, the $37,000 is probably about $6,000 or $7,000 of that is hotel stays. So me personally, and again, this is for the board. She has came to me to tell the board that they're requesting this $2,000. But me personally, it's really hard for me to swallow giving other hoteliers a higher rate when we as Morro Bay hoteliers though, that are supporting this and that we may have to charge the CBID their per diem rate, because that money might need to get funneled in for the restaurant. So we may end up charging that as well, but it's, I think that we should kind of see where we end up at the end first, because, you know, this is projected budget and this is where they're at.
They're also collecting $1 million too.
Exactly. They're getting more money than
like
we are.
Hurting for money.
And they're here one night. Oh, that's why I skipped a day. Yeah. So, you know, if they're $4,000 over budget, for them to want half from us, I think is a little high. But that's just my recommendation. Obviously, she's asked me to come to the board. She couldn't be here today. She had some training. So she asked that we would do that. Also, they have a little bit of an expense now on their transportation around, because they were originally going to get three small buses. Now they're getting a big ride-along. You know, we did only contribute $2,500 originally. So our commitment to this has been $2,500. I think there's a page missing on that now that I look at it. So she's came to me to basically request the additional funds. You've got my recommendations, but as a board, you guys can do nothing. Or
so I'm sorry, they're requesting four from us?
$2,000. They're $4,000 over budget, so they're requesting $2,000 additional dollars. We already put in $2,500.
25 of the 37?
And the BCB committed five. They have a $37,000 budget current. $5,000 was from the VCB, we gave $2,500, and then they've picked up the rest. Now, her board, as of yesterday, already committed that they would, whether we funded it or not, they're bringing these journalists in. Whether we get the additional journalists to stay in Morro Bay that night may tinge a little bit on this $2,000. Right now, currently, we have six of them committed to coming here to Morro Bay for the night. But the entire 25 people, 20 travel riders, five, you know, administrative between Morro Bay and the county for dinner. So we're going to have everybody in here for dinner that night. But we do only have half of the journalists at this time actually staying overnight in our hotels. So that's kind of where we're at on that. I don't know if anybody has any additional questions. It's really exciting to see this list. I can pass it around of the travel writers. I should have made copies for everybody, but she just got it to me first thing this morning before I came here.
Okay, so basically with our $2,500, we put in about 7% of their budget with our $2,500 or something like that. And they're asking for an additional $2,000. So, okay, hang on.
Cheryl was very understanding that she knew we, you know, had tight budget and were doing what we could, but of course it never hurts to ask. So.
While she's tabulating, did you mention that you thought maybe we should wait until they finally, till they come up with their final budget?
My recommendation would be let's wait and see where they come after the fact, because, you know, some of those hoteliers may not charge. Mm-hmm. So that $7,000 bill that she's going to get for hotels could come down. And another thing she brought to my attention, it's very common with these fam trips to have people cancel at the last minute. So where we have confirmed now 19 journalists could change between now and then. These are, you know, a lot of them are freelance writers, and, you know, things come up. So things may change. They, you know, they've obviously had higher expenses because of bringing additional people in with flights and transportation and lodging and all of these things. But I feel like we should wait and see maybe where they're at their final budget. You know, right now they're saying $37,000. Well, what if they come down at 30? I mean, are we going to really get our money back?
Well, the thing is, with any funding that we do, you know, I like to see us pay it out on the back end and
right.
decide. And I always feel like we should never make that $4,000 or whatever, $2,000 or what's called X thousand amount. It should always be up to, and then once we see the receipt is what we pay.
Yes.
So adding the additional $2,000 would take us up to basically 11% from 7% of the budget, just so you know what the percent of Morro Bay's percent would be. I'm in favor of reexamining it after all of the receipts pour in. But I would definitely say to Cheryl that we support this effort and that it's something that is probable that we could and would support, because I really do feel like this is a great value for us. I mean, this is a week when it would otherwise be dead in Morro Bay following our wonderful Harbor Festival. I mean, you know, everybody comes for that Harbor Festival and then business really dies off. And so I think it's a good opportunity for us to have our city really exposed again, and 19 journalists from these wonderful magazines. And magazine readership is growing.
You know, and that's what I think, too. I think we should, you know, I can go back and report to Cheryl saying that, you know, as a board, we're open to funding once everything's said and done and receipts are in and we know where they end at the end. Because, the true funding. Because right now a lot of it is still very up in the air. And even here in Morro Bay, it's a little up in the air about, you know, what restaurant and how much, you know, as we might have to pay some of that cost. 40 journalists now. I mean, this has just started a buzz. So now there's about 40 other journalists that are wanting to come and that will be coming in the future. So this is something where we will see more trips available, more, you know, journalists coming in, not in such a big bulk, you know, all at once. But she's had 40 requests to come and visit this county now after this. So I think this is a really great... Yeah, and that's why I want to be supportive, so we are part of that when those other additional people come in down the line. So,
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I will report back and keep you posted. And I think that's everything under the public relations. That's pretty much what we've been working on this month, has been this travel writers.
Tourism Business Improvement District percentage subcommittee did not meet, but the BID percentage increase did go before City Council, as I mentioned before, and there were no protests.
Chair Solu? Just as a,
that I know of.
There were not. Just as an update to that, after the Council has, I believe, their next hearing on the percentage being changed, they will be entertaining a separate staff report about the BID funding of the visitor center, and that will contain the recommendation that you originally met. You probably remember that they did have a brief discussion on the percentage. You recommended 33%, and they discussed that, and that will be going back in front of the City Council probably the end of October, first meeting in November.
So the staff report basically passes along our recommendation as information? Is that what it does?
You're correct, and part of your discussion. You're
okay. Is there an additional report or an additional addendum? Staff recommendations uses our recommendation is what you're saying.
We'll just present the recommendation as your recommendation, and the staff report hasn't been written yet. But we'll keep you posted on the date.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay. Visitor and Conference Bureau report.
Okay. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make the meeting yesterday. I had other obligations, and this was a week full of meetings with the second Tuesday falling on third Wednesday and third. Anyway, so too much all in one week. I unfortunately couldn't make it last night, but I do have this great handy report that John Sumner kind of sends us all with the agenda, and I looked it over. I mean, their main focus right now, the VCB, is really pushing SAVOR. I mean, they're really down to the nitty-gritty. They're down to the last wire, and they're really pushing SAVOR sales and just trying to get everybody hyped up. So looking at the agenda, that was really their main focus. But this report is kind of interesting, as Joan was pointing out. It goes through some RevPAR statistics. And when you look at that, as Joan had mentioned earlier, to look at our county, this goes and looks at our county versus Santa Barbara and Monterey counties and kind of where we are. So it's kind of an interesting little thing, and I can always send these reports to anybody. It's kind of like everything all in one. A couple things that I thought were great for Morro Bay. Sunset Magazine actually was out here at the end of August and stayed here overnight, visited Morro Bay, which I thought was great, August 29th and 30th. His name was Peter Fish out of Sunset Magazine. He also stayed up in Cayucas as well, but he did visit Morro Bay and stay here. They've got, just this last weekend, a Daily Telegraph came into Morro Bay as well. Her name was Jo Simmons, something like that, and she's with the Daily Telegraph. She came into Morro Bay as well, which was a great press visit, I'm sure, and that was September 10th. We've got California Wine Month going on. That's pretty much a big Paso, San Luis Obispo, county-ish, you know, thing going on for Wine Month. They're basically backing into the state of California what they're doing. So they're a big part of that. They've also, I think, got some FAM trips coming up, which we already know about the current one, but they've also got some other ones that are coming up at the end of October going up to North Coast and Hearst Castle. They're not coming straight into Morro Bay at this time that we're aware of. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing. The only other thing I'd want to stress to this board, too, is you want me to rattle the numbers?
Well, I think they're important numbers. I would just give them.
So basically, your RevPAR for the state, on the state average, it's up 4%. San Luis Obispo County is up 0.9%.
No.
Yeah. Or down 0.9%. They shouldn't have that in red. It's down 0.9%, so I apologize. Thank goodness for Joan can read, because I can't. And Santa Barbara County, Santa Maria is up 3.1% for RevPAR. Now this is RevPAR. Monterey and Salinas. Okay, so RevPAR basically, yeah, I forget about all these acronyms. You've got ADR, which is your average daily rate, but RevPAR takes with the money that you collect and divides it between all of your rooms. So every
investigating how that might work for us, but having that money to market them could be a possibility of why this number is so much higher for them on the RevPAR issue than on everybody else. And also, you know, Monterey County, well.
Didn't they just have that? They had the U.S. Open also.
They also had the U.S. Open, but,
in August.
And, you know, their rooms and their resorts are different than ours. They're on a different scale of what we have, so their RevPAR is going to always be higher than ours, but.
Right.
Not by a ridiculous. It's up and we're down, so that's an issue.
Last year, I think that's the biggest thing off these numbers. It's not so much what our RevPAR is as to what it's changing from 2009 to 2010, and you know, to see us going down in RevPAR is, you know, of course, a little alarming. But it's nice. And again, these are August, and we don't have our August TOT numbers yet. So I'll be curious as a city where we reside, because this is obviously county figures.
Why don't you just take some rooms
off? Right. Wouldn't that be so simple? But as an owner, you wouldn't want to say that. So, so again, I didn't go to the meeting. I'm sure there was other stuff that went on, but I thought this was some kind of pertinent information. You know, the VCB is always out to just get everybody and push for the county. And I think having this collaboration of us just funding this money is kind of backing this of what we're trying to do here and just kind of get everybody here in general and get everybody to hear about our county. And I think Saver will really help do that. And they're really just really pushing Saver. So if anybody hasn't bought their tickets, then be sure to do that. And if anybody's looking for any coverage for their websites and wanting anything like that, you can. The Slow VCB has everything you can put on your own website if you want to go to have links or logos or any of that stuff in this final push. So if anybody's wanting any of that information as well, you know, contact me or John Sumner over at the Slow VCB. Oh, and the final thing, that was it. I got sidetracked with RevPAR. The one thing, too, that the VCB, again, is stressing to us BIDs, and I don't know if we want to consider a subcommittee for this or if you just want Joan and I to handle it on the BID Alliance side. They really want to know what us as BID boards want from the VCB, and I think that's something that we need to, you know, what our goals are and what we're wanting them to do for us. And that's something that I know I had mentioned at the last meeting, but again, want to stress it at this meeting, that I think is really important. They're kind of having a changeover now, and before it was always, this is what we're doing, do you want to participate? Now it's, what can we do for you mentality, and it's a great mentality. So I think it's nice to see, and I think we as a board do need to have some discussion about what we want them to do for us.
Yeah, I was going to suggest, I mean, I think that might be something you might want to get the full board to talk about, so you might want to put that on a future agenda and just have kind of a roundtable discussion about maybe everybody could kind of come to the meeting with some ideas and what they thought.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll put that on a future agenda item, and then that way you guys can all discuss it and talk about it. Because I think to have the full board discussing it is important.
Because the full board would vote to fund, too. So.
Exactly, exactly. And obviously we voted to fund this year. And we hope to continue to do that. But again, they want to hear from us as to what we're wanting. And so it would be nice if I could get the full board to kind of write us out, line it out, and then when I go to that VCB meeting, I can say, hey, this is what Morro Bay wants. This is what we're expecting, and I can actually present that to John and his staff so that they're aware of what we're expecting out of them.
I had one thing, if you don't mind. And I didn't know really where to fit this on the agenda, but I did bring some magazines with our ads in them. So I'm going to just pass those around, if that's okay, and everybody can kind of look at those while we're going.
So that's where you're telling us that's where we've spent our money.
Yes.
Okay.
And then also I wanted to have you take a look at this. This is the Avila Community News, and there's a big article about Sunset Saver in this publication, which is the publication I own. So I was able to, like, tell them to put the article in. But this goes to all the residents of Avila. It's direct mailed to all of everybody that lives in Avila Beach. And I had talked to Steve Burns and talked to him about doing that for Sunset Saver. And as you look at my paper, there is one thing that I'm really proud of. I never print anything bad. It's all good news. Never ditch anybody. It's all happy stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you. I have a lot of people wanting to put bad articles in there, but I don't let them in.
New business. There is some new business that's kind of old, but here, I'll let you look. I'll look afterwards.
Go ahead. Did you skip unfinished?
I'm sorry, unfinished business.
Okay.
I did skip it. Thank you. I don't see any unfinished business unless somebody has some that I'm unaware of.
I just wanted to do a quick report on the tree trimming at the billboard sign. That was somewhat accomplished. We did run into a bit of a snag in that somebody came out and told the trimmers to stop, that they needed a permit. We've not found any reason why we would have to have a permit, and they did get the bill. Advertisement is out, and we will have a deadline of the 30th of September for that. There is a subcommittee for selection, and they have a schedule. So we'll probably know by the 1st of November who the new CEO will be, and at that point, the chamber will go ahead and set up a new website, or not a website, but an email for the CEO.
Thank you, Don. Okay, so now new business, discussion regarding the Jackrabbit reservation system and reservation issues. I did get a call from Karen Biagini, who is ill today, and since she and Jane are here, I'd like to just kind of get a straw poll on the board and see if we can continue this to when they are here, since they were the ones who brought it forward. Is that okay with everyone?
I have a question regarding that. Do you want me to try to get the representative from Jackrabbit to come to that next meeting if it's going to be on the agenda, or...?
I think we should wait until we come up with a board of what we want from him, don't you
okay.
think?
Okay.
I think it might be nice to have him here because they have direct questions that are directly affecting their hotels that should be answered from a service standpoint for us to see if we can correct those issues. But they're not here today to know what those questions are to get him in advance. So I see what your point is.
Yeah.
Perhaps they could forward their questions prior, mm-hmm. and then he could be ready and prepared for answers at the meeting. That way you kill two birds with one stone.
Okay, because I believe that the board, and now that we are all here together, the board did receive a letter from Member Beeman who stated that there was...
And I could certainly forward that email on to him. Mm-hmm.
She had quite a list of hoteliers that weren't either...
I do want to point out, though...
I do, too, yeah.
This is... many of these hotels, if you look at them, they may only have one or two rooms. So mm-hmm. as it states that this is a whatever percentage of Morro Bay hotels, the number of hotels, it's different. So, you know, I'd have to go through, but one of these has, three hotels, mm-hmm. rooms. So
in addition to that, there's at least two on this list that don't even have websites. So there's no way Jackrabbit can scrape them. Yeah. They don't even have websites. And then some of them don't have booking. They don't have a booking mechanism. Mm-hmm. So basically it's a call direct. So, when we're looking at this, we have to look at who has websites, who doesn't, what the mechanism is for the dissatisfaction with any type of scraping. There would be, with some of these, there would be issues whether it was Travelocity scraping, Orbit scraping, whether anybody's scraping.
Mm-hmm.
It really wouldn't matter. So, anyways, this is, I guess, the part of the discussion that we're going to continue to next month. I beg your pardon.
The rep had, just so you know, the rep has called me a couple times. He's checked in, and I, unless I get an email similar to what Jane said, I really don't know about the status. So I think he'd probably be receptive to come. I'm sure he could think on his feet if there are issues, but we could try to give him a little bit of heads up.
What I think I would like to see is for us to maybe do a little research on this end. Obviously, right now, I know for myself, everything I've been working on has kind of been not this. But it'd be nice to do a little research on this first, okay. prior to bringing him in, because if we go through and find out that half of these don't even have any scraping capabilities, it may not be a Jackrabbit issue. And that's the thing. That's where I'm concerned. I'd hate to get him here in front of us and then find out that some of this information, they wouldn't be able to scrape from anybody. So that's where my point is about holding off to bring him in. That's where my thing is.
We could give this back to the... let me look at those. We have several subcommittees here. We have the... what do we have? Well, let's see. We have the percentage subcommittee, and Member Beeman sits on that.
The only thing that concerns... Well, I know the Embarcadero's on there, and that's Karen.
And she is a larger...
Right. Okay. Fireside Inn, I know, has more than a couple of rooms. So there are a few on here. I just don't want to put this off and then have the member Biancini and, right. and member Beeman say, hey, you guys,
well,
why are you putting this off?
I talked to member Biancini, and she asked me to postpone it for when she was here.
All right.
She called me and said yesterday, if you can get it postponed, that would be great because I'd love to be present during the conversation. So if we could do that as per her request, I would feel good
and
about that.
Beeman at the bottom says, I'd like to be there for the discussion, and I also feel that the board should make an outreach effort. So I think that these hoteliers need to be contacted. We need to find out what exactly is going on.
Yeah, they could come speak at public comment.
Oh, yeah. Or we could call them. Maybe we do put a subcommittee to it to call each one of these.
Let's use the website subcommittee, which is you and I, to get calls made, because I know we have staff members that can make those calls. Give him our next two meeting dates. Ask him which one he can come to. You know, it gives him a 50-50 chance of getting into one meeting, and whichever one he's available for, we either have our discussion with our people all here on one and bring it to him on the second one, or he's here, he hears the whole thing up front. So
yeah, I think if we could do a combination of the two, like get as much information prior, get it to him so he's
absolutely
got the answers for us, but then we get him in front
we'll
of us,
on
physically
it.
In front to just say yay or nay on what can and cannot be done.
Okay. We'll work
Thank
on
you.
It. We will work on it. And just to email Michelle and I back and let us know which one he's coming to. Okay. And so declaration of future agenda items. I have one agenda item that I'd like to put back on, and that is we did a form for request for funding, but I'd like to get the I think what would be really good is the we have that percentage. Where is that? Public relations, not creative, no, hotel, web, no, not. Oh, Tourism Business Improvement District Percentage Subcommittee, that was regarding the Visitor Center funding, but I think it would be really good to have this group again work on a percentage as what I'd like to see is a formula come forward for when people request for funding. Because, for example, for the city to make $10,000 in TOT, they basically need to sell us out two nights at sell the city out two nights at a $100 ADR, which is an average daily rate, because we have 915 rooms that basically would make $10,000 for them. But in order for the T-bid to put $10,000 out for a request for funding, we basically need to be sold out five weekends in order to earn that $10,000. So I would like to see us come up with some kind of calculation that people can use to for their requests, so that their requests aren't out of line with what the percentage of revenue that they're bringing in is. Is that something that the board would be interested in seeing back, first of all, prior to us going into the investigation on that? Board?
Yeah, that seems like coming up with some sort of a guideline like that seems to me like it would be a good idea. It would be something we can also put out to people who are requesting funding, so they know if their request is going to be in line at all or not. I think that's a good idea. I like it.
Puts it into perspective for them, because they may just be, because they're not understanding the industry, may think that it's worth more than it really is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not a numbers gal, but I think that it'd be nice to, you know, come up with some formulas. I don't think that it means we have to be stuck to those formulas. I don't think that it means that we have to, you know, as long as we're not sticking down to the wire on it, I think it's not a bad idea to just give some guidelines to kind of help us a little bit. So I'm definitely not opposed to that personally.
So
I'm all for the numbers guide. I think I am a numbers guy. I'd like to see some kind of a guideline for it.
Okay. Nick, any opposition? Okay. Then I think what we'll do is we'll get that subcommittee together and we'll work on it. And again, it wouldn't be a hard and fast thing, but it would just be a guideline as for them to show, you know, to get an idea of what the industry actually does and how the BID performs. So
will you be reporting on that under the subcommittee, or do you want a separate?
No, under the subcommittee.
Okay.
under that percentage subcommittee. Perfect. Since this would be a percentage, we'll just clip it under that percentage subcommittee. And I think we've got a great numbers guy who heads that committee who can really do that. So that would be our new business thing. And then, declaration of a future agenda item. Any other future agenda items?
Just that slow VCB one, I think. Andrew, did you get that about?
Yeah, discussion
of Morro Bay T-bid expectations of the county VCB.
Yep.
Do we want to, I hate to add a report, but do we want to add that county C-bid, not C-bid, but it would be the county BID Chair Alliance, a report from that every month?
Why don't we just put that visitor and conference board report or other agency reports, maybe.
Okay.
I agree.
No.
But we have a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll put a VCB / county BID.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And with that,
I have one other thing. On this, the visitor's guide. Now, I know these are gone out already, but what's the timeline to get the second printing out?
November.
I'm sorry.
Time for what?
We'll have time. We probably won't go back for a second print until November. We have time.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering if we before we do the second print that we could have the board look at it before it goes to
have some time to take even more time to make the next one more inclusive.
I think one thing too that we didn't mention with this vacation planner is we will be putting it on the website. And so it'll be a PDF. You can go and flip through the pages on the website. So if there are changes that you see or people that are missed or whatever, which believe me, there are, that maybe you get that to John. So John can go on and make sure that on the website side, once that goes live on there, those changes are made. Because there are, we couldn't get every retail shop and restaurant. The time that we put this together, and thanks, John, very much, because his staff was amazing. We turned this around, practically overnight. It was amazing.
So if there are some changes, I should give them to John?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and you can get a third copy to. I have it via online, and if it's okay with the board, now that we've all seen it, I can forward it to you online, and you can just either print it or make a list of ideas that you have to give back to John, and then
or you can
move
wait
forward.
Till you get the hard, because we're going to have the hard copy here pretty soon, and
it's not going to be long.
Have time to make the changes, but yeah, as many people can look at this and see things that need to be improved, that's great.
It was just a whirlwind effort to get a piece of fulfillment that we were using that wouldn't be made on a copy machine for some of our events coming up. And so it was a whirlwind effort, and I think that we put a great piece forward for the very short window of opportunity that we had to create it. Just a thought. Okay, so with that, anything else? Then we would adjourn. Motion to adjourn. We don't need a motion. We can adjourn, right? That's it. Adjourn. Thank you.